Okay. This is a famous Ramban. Most people don't know where to find it. But in this Ramban, there's tons of ideas relating to the Mishkan. There's the fundamentals of a machlokus between the Ramban and Rashi, even though the Ramban never quotes Rashi. Basically, once you get into Mishpatim, you lose track of the narrative. And certainly once you get into Truma, you lose track of the narrative because it's just the halachos, Truma Titzava, or the halachos of the Mishkan. And then Kisi says, the Cheda Egel, Van Yaakov, Pekudi again, the halachos of the Mishkan. The Ramban, this isn't even a Ramban on a Pasuk, even though it looks like it is. It's just the introduction to Parshas Truma. The Ramban has something to say about the Mishkan. Let's read it carefully, because there's tons of stuff buried here. The Ramban says, what's the narrative? Why does Truma come after Mishpatim? So you have to assume for a second that the Ramban sees Mishpatim as being a continuation of Aseres HaDibros. Okay? That whether literally had Bnei Yisrael not chickened out. Again, in the Ramban's view, Bnei Yisrael heard 10 Dibros directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not the 2 and the 8, as Rashi says in the name of the Gemara at the end of Makos, but all 10. And then they said, we can't hear anymore, we'll die. You don't have to. You could say that the Ramban thinks all of Mishpatim would have been part of Aseres HaDibros. Maybe, maybe not. But anyway, it was the substantive continuation of Aseres HaDibros. Now the question is, why does the Mishkan come? Why does the thing that follows the Aseres HaDibros, why is it building the Mishkan? So says the Ramban, Kasher diber Hashem im Yisrael panim bifanim Aseres HaDibros. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke face-to-face to Klal Yisrael with respect to the Aseres HaDibros. Note, by the way, that no place in Sefer Shmos does it say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Bnei Yisrael panim al panim. Who does he speak to panim al panim?
Moshe.
There is a pasuk in Vayeschanan about panim al panim. The Ramban borrows it to make his point here. So first thing that happened is he spoke to them panim al panim. Again, not so much the substance, it's the event, the fact, you know, the interaction with God. Less important is what God said. That's number one. Two, Vitzivo tamayde Moshe k'tzat mitzvot shehem kmo avot lemitzvotei shel Torah. After the event of Aseres HaDibros, Moshe Rabbeinu gave them a selection of mitzvos, avos lemitzvotei shel Torah. What are avos? Yeah, archetypes, let's say, right? Like avos malacha, arba avos nezikim. So categories into which the whole Torah fits. That's two. Three. Oh, I'm sorry, continuation of that. Kasher hinhigu rabotenu im hagerim shebaim lehit yahed. As Chazal instituted with respect to who? Who do what? That's the verb. You know where that verb comes from?
Good.
Lehit yahed?
What?
You need.
Yeah, it's in Miguel Sester. I never knew what that word meant. Their mityahadim in Miguel Sester means they became Jews, so they wanted to become Jews. Kinafal pachad Mordechai alehem. Okay, that's the second one. Three. V'Yisrael kiblu alehem lasot kol mashi itzavim al yadosha Moshe. Bnei Yisrael agreed to accept everything that Moshe said. That's the end of Mishpatim, when they finally said, Na'aseh v'nishma. V'charat imahem brit al kol zeh. And not only that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu established a covenant with them. That's the end of Mishpatim, the spilling the blood on them. So you have four things. What are the four prerequisites? One is the encounter with God at Har Sinai. Two is the substance, right, that he gave them certain mitzvos. Three is they accepted to do whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. And four, they entered into a bris. After that, he says, Me'ata, Hineihem lo la'am v'hu lahem le'lokim. He is our God, we are his people. Kasher hitnai ma'am mitchila. Again, that was the whole point. According to Ramban, like a mini piece of history has just ended. We were taken out of Har Sinai, I'm sorry, we were taken out of Mitzrayim to accomplish a certain end, and that end has just happened. We've encountered God, we've gotten part of the Torah, we've committed, and we've entered into a covenant. Right? That's the end of a story. So now what happens now? So he says the next thing that has to do, me'ata. Hinehem lo la'am v'hu lahem le'lokim kasher itnai ma'am mitchila v'ata im shamoa tishmoa b'koli u'shmartem et briti v'item li segula. V'amar, what happens then? V'atem tihiyu li mamlechet kohanim v'goy kadosh. We've now entered a new stage in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are now mamlechet kohanim v'goy kadosh. So, what happens to a mamlechet kohanim? What does the mamlechet kohanim need? Wild guess? A mishkan. Why? Listen to this. V'hinehem kedoshim This is so important. Re'uyim sheyihye bahem mikdash lahashrok shchinato beinehem. Because of our level of kedusha that we've now achieved, it's appropriate, it's necessary, it makes sense for our relationship to be taken to the next level. The next level requires that for us to be a holy people, sheyihye bahem mikdash lahashrok shchinato beinehem. We need a mikdash for God's Shechina to dwell amongst us. Where does the word mikdash come from?
Kadosh.
Or kadosh, as we would say. Right? Bnei Yisrael are holy on a level now. You have to be with me here. Bnei Yisrael are now holy on a level that it doesn't make sense. Okay, laha. Oh, I can't say. You know.
Yes, you can. You can pause.
It's when you want to take your relationship to the next level. So, okay, not us, God forbid, but other people. Okay, so then there are ways that can be done. Stop laughing, because I mean it seriously. So,
sorry.
I didn't mean that in a bad way.
In a good way.
So it's the next step. It's the next logical step in the relationship. If we're going to be Mamlechet Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, we're going to be a holy people, then God has to live with us. God has to dwell with us. Not because it fulfills, here's the point, not because it fulfills the need of God's, because it fulfills the need of ours. Because we've reached a level where we sort of demand of God that He live amongst us, because that's the next step in what we're building together. V'lachein, by the way, what's obviously missing from this? Huh? This is the lechatchila description of the Mishkan. It has nothing to do with any historical event. It certainly has nothing to do with Chet HaEgel. It's just the natural progression of our relationship. Right? It's the lechatchila description of the Mishkan.
Who says that has to do with Chet
HaEgel, Rashi? Rashi, if you have paid attention in elementary school or high school, that's what they taught you.
Yeah, I remember people saying that.
Right. And that's Chazal. That's the dominant position in Chazal. Okay, I have a thought on the Ramban. Obviously, knew not just the dominant position in Chazal. He knew Rashi's position. He knows that Rashi says that the Ein Mukti Mumucha BaTorah and that Truma and Tetzaveh come after Kisisa. The Ramban never references it. Like either because it's too big a position to take on, which I don't really think is true. Clearly, the Ramban is happy to trash the Ibn Ezra. He's less happy to.
He already in Yitzhak, whatever he spoke about in Mukhabatara.
It's true, but it's big to ignore Rashi here. All I'm saying is he ignores Rashi here, not out of disrespect, I think out of respect. But let's go on.
How many times are you going to say over and over again how Rashi thinks that?
Well, if I was going to say it one place, this might be the place I would say it, but okay. Because it's not a machlokis about Ein
Mukti.
It's not a machlokis about Ein Mukti Mukha Batorah. It's a machlokis about why the Mishkan exists. It's a much deeper machlokis than just what's the order of the parashas. But give me a chance. Give me a chance. Okay? V'hinehim kol. Okay, fine. V'lachein. We're like basically right in the middle of that first paragraph. V'lachein. Therefore, tzivat chila al dva ha-mishkan sheyihye lo bayit b'tocham mikudash lishmo. The purpose of the Mishkan, if you look in Parshas Truma, it's a bayit, a holy house, mikudash lishmo, v'sham yedaber im Moshe v'yitzavet b'nei Yisrael. So now a second purpose kind of sneaks in. One, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house amongst us. Two, it's a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu can communicate with Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? Now listen to this. So according to this, what's the most important part of the Mishkan? What's the most important physical manifestation of God's Shechina in the Mishkan? What? Yeah, and if you had to pick one object? The Aron. Right? For sure. So the Ramban now says, V'hine, ikar ha-chefetz ba-mishkan hu makom minuchat ha-shechina shehu ha-aron. Obviously, the whole purpose of the Mishkan in this telling is the Aron. K'moshen emar v'no adati l'cha sham v'dibarti t'cha me'ala kaporas. That's the meeting place with Moshe Rabbeinu. Al kain hikdim ha'aron v'ha'kapart b'kan kihu mukdam b'ma'ala. Therefore, what's the first part of the Mishkan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes to Moshe Rabbeinu in our parsha? The Aron. Why? Because that's the main part of the Mishkan. Now, what's the rest of the order? Once he's doing the Aron, so V'samach La'Aron HaShulchan V'HaMenorah Sheim Kelim Kamo. Okay, so now you're branching out from the Aron, so those things come next. V'Yaru Al Inyan HaMishkan Sheba Avuram Na'asa. And then, but why does Moshe do it opposite in Vayakel Pekudei? So that's the Medrash Chazal that we all know. Avol Moshe Hikdim B'Parshas Vayakel Et HaMishkan Et HaHalo Et Michseu. The outer, the building, why? V'chein asa b'tzalel, l'fi shehu hara'ui l'kadem b'ma'aseh. Right, that's the Medrash. God told Moshe to build the Aron first. Moshe told B'tzalel first build the building. Why? Because you don't buy the furniture before you have the house. Right? First you put up the house, then you have a place to put the furniture. What is missing completely in the Ramban's description of the Mishkan? If I had asked you before we looked at this Ramban, what's the main thing that goes on in the Mishkan? Why was the Mishkan built? Huh? Karbonos. Everybody would say Karbonos. It's completely absent from this Ramban. And it's not an act. He didn't forget about Karbonos. He doesn't see that as being the primary goal of the Mishkan. This, I think, is critical.
Yeah, that's not necessary. You could say the primary goal of the Mishkan is not the Mishkan.
Ah, so you could. I think Rashi disagrees. I think the Rambam calls the Mishkan a Beis Avodah. It's a place to worship God. It may not be such a fundamental machlokas, but if you had to pick the important kalim in the Mishkan, the way we've set it up, it's obvious that the Aron is the most important kli. But the Aron is the only kli in the Mishkan that has no mitzvah associated with it. Right? You have Lechem HaPanim that you put on the Shulchan, you have Kitoris that you put on the Mizbeach HaZahav, you have lighting the menorah, which is a mitzvah. You have the mizbech outside. The Aron has no mitzvah associated with it, right? From a utilitarian perspective, from the perspective of we go to the Mishkan to do things, the Aron is the least important. But the Ramban says none of that is true. And by the way, I believe that this is the result of the Ramban's lechatchila view of the Mishkan as opposed to what I would say Rashi's bidyeved view. Again, you get the sense in Rashi that had it not been for the Chet HaEgel, we wouldn't have needed a physical manifestation of God's existence amongst us. So it wouldn't be. So now, because we sinned it to Egel, God had no choice but to allow us to build something that would connect us to Him physically. And the thing that we do that's most important in the Mishkan is Karbanos. You don't see that in Rashi. You definitely see that in the Rambam. There's a major machlokas Rambam and Ramban in terms of minyan ha-mitzvos. How many mitzvos are associated with building the Mishkan? In the Ramban's take, and it's not technically true, but it's true philosophically, there's only one. The mitzvah is to have a makom shechina. Right? For the Rambam, where the avoda is critical, it's different. Now, I didn't do the research. I'm not sure if anybody is clear on what the Rambam's view is, whether he says specifically that I think... Obviously, here you have not just a philosophic machlokas, but a narrative machlokas. Right? What came first? Right? If the Chet HaEgel came first, then you have a different take on the Mishkan. You could still try the Ramban's take, but it's harder. The Ramban's take is beautiful in its simplicity because it has nothing to do with the Chet HaEgel. It's hard to know, right? If you took Rashi seriously and to the end, could it be that there would be no need for a Beis HaMikdash because we only needed the Mishkan B'di'evet? We would never know because once the Chet HaEgel came, the Beis HaMikdash came after that. But you're saying, could Rashi take it to the end and say, had it not been for the Chet HaEgel, we would never have needed a Beis HaMikdash? That I don't know, but I can tell you the Ramban, the beauty of the Ramban is you never get to a question like that. The Beis HaMikdash is not B'di'evet, it's L'chatchila.
And as you're sheer, they already speak about the Beis HaMikdash, right? Well, Tivyeim
Ovetidu B'har Nachalatecha means there'll be a holy place.
Mikdash
Hashem Konu Yadecha. I don't know, maybe. It's a good point. I don't know if you have to understand it literally. The idea that there'd be no Makom Kedusha, you know, that seems unlikely, right? The Akedah took place on a place that was destined to be a holy place, but it may have played out differently. Now, let's just look at this. Normally we don't do the Vesod, but here it's not really such a Sod. Vesod HaMishkanu, and this is very important. Vesod HaMishkanu, says the Ramban, the real secret, there's a paragraph after this that I didn't quote, which has the Kabbalah part. This part I think is accessible. Vesod HaMishkanu, Sheyihiyah, listen to this. Sheyihiyah hakavod asher shachan al har Sinai shochein alav binistar. The Gilui Shechina that happened on Har Sinai will exist permanently amongst Klal Yisrael, but binistar, not as open, somehow in a hidden way, right? The Ramban really thinks, and this is the core point, that the Mishkan was a mini Maimad Har Sinai. It was like a little Har Sinai that traveled with them, and that's why we didn't get a chance to do it because we didn't have it on Thursday. The Ramban is so big that the Aseres Hadibros. It's not the Aseres Hadibros as much as it's the event of Maimad Har Sinai. And that Gilui Shechina, right, that connection that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to be recreated on some more or less permanent basis. And therefore, the Ramban will describe in other places how the camp was set up a bit like Har Sinai. Jews camped around it, first Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, same exact thing happening in the Mishkan. It's a Shochein Alav Bin Nistar. And now the Ramban is going to show you, we won't read them all inside, that there's a lot of parallels between the psukim that describe Maimad Har Sinai and the psukim that describe the Mishkan. Because we'll just do one. Kmo shenem Hashem, v'yishkon kvod Hashem al Har Sinai, uksiv, hein heronu Hashem alakir as kvodo v'eskodlo, v'hein katub b'mishkan, ukvod Hashem maleet ha-mishkan. The kvod Hashem keeps repeating over and over again, because it's exactly what happened on Maimad Har Sinai. And in a way, if I wanted to, and I do, this could preempt Rashi's idea. The whole Ein Mukdam U'Mukhar Batorah, that position is that we needed a physical manifestation of God's presence, right? What was the sin of the Egel? Sin of the Egel, if you want to give Bnei Yisrael the benefit of the doubt, which we do, it's that once you've had a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's hard to just go on belief. Right, we who've never seen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who've never seen any physical manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you ever wonder, nobody at this table ever overcame his Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. Nobody, let's admit it, right? I don't think when I go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu one day, God willing, that I'm going to get a lot of schar for having beaten back my overwhelming desire to bow down to idols. I was born without it, and my sense is all of us here were born without it. There's a medrash that explains it, but the psychological explanation is we've never seen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we've never come close to any physical manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we don't have a desire for it, and in fact, let's be honest, the whole thing makes it sounds a little creepy to us, because God is some kind of, he exists in a cloud. The second you could see God, the second there's a manifestation of his being, it creeps us out, because that's not the God we were brought up with. Huh? It's just, you know, you... Right, he just exists somewhere in a way that can't be seen and can't be touched and can't be represented by any physical being. Although the Ramban is going to explain that the Aron Kodesh represented Maimon Har Sinai and the gold Kruvim were the fires of Maimon Har Sinai. But the point is, I imagine for myself, if you were at Maimon Har Sinai, if you experienced that kind of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that needed to be continued. But in the Ramban's telling, which I, if I haven't mentioned so far, like really speaks to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu preempted it by giving us the Mishkan immediately after. Now, the downside to the beauty of this theory is apparently it didn't work. Because we had the Chet HaEgel anyway. Right? That's a problem for this, and maybe that's ultimately what forced Rashi to go in the other direction. Let's face it, Rashi may say Ein Mukdam U'Mukhar Batorah, but in the absence of something else, he believes there's an order to the Torah. Right? But Rashi did not accept the fact that Truma really came after Mishpatim, maybe because this point bothered him too much. We got the Mishkan and still? Right? There are answers for it, because it's not clear how much of the Mishkan existed. Clearly the Mishkan didn't exist. Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai. We may have gotten the mitzvah, but we didn't actually build anything. That might be the answer. But the idea, the core idea, which will explain tons of things if we ever get there in terms of halachos and philosophy, is that the Mishkan was lechatchila. The Mishkan is lechatchila. It's a mini recreation of Maimad Har Sinai that traveled with the Jewish people at all times. And that was all the stuff that we did there was secondary to the fact that it just existed as a place where you go and you commune or you connect, or there's this kind of hiskalus benistar of the Shechina, and you feel it even if it has nothing to do with Karbanos. Just go to the very end. last two lines. V'chein amar katuv, Asher ivoy lachem shama ledaber elecha sham v'nikdash bikvodi, ki sham yihyeh bayit moed ledibur v'nikdash bikvodi. Because, I'm sorry, mu'ad ledibur v'nikdash bikvodi. There will be a place that is set aside for communication and for a resting place for God's Shechina. Nothing more, nothing less. That's all it was. It was always supposed to be. It was needed to be. It wasn't enough to see it at Har Sinai. We needed some kind of continuation of it. And that's what we got. Shkach, we'll continue on Thursday.